Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. That push bike ride, gee whiz, what do we got? 16 days?
Yeah, not long. It's creeping up on me very fast.
Last time I spoke to you was 3 months ago. It was 3 months away.
Yeah, I felt like I had 2 years to prepare for it, and now I feel like I've only got a couple of days.
It's becoming very real, I suppose. Melbourne to Redcliffs, it's not something to be taken lightly, really, is it?
No, it's a long way. It'll definitely be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to doing it.
Well, I think it's an amazing, awesome effort to even think about riding a push bike that far, but let alone actually getting on your bike and doing it. You're actually leaving from the BP at Calder near Keilor, aren't you?
Yep, we're leaving from the big PP there on the way out of Melbourne, so 8 o'clock on the 23rd.
Now, you're going to have one last feed of KFC or Macca's at the BP before you go? Or?
Probably not. I'm not really into the Macca's breakfast, but I'll definitely have a ham and cheese toastie or something to get me going.
Exactly. Well, I'm not into the Macca's either, but I could never drive past that BP without pulling in for some reason.
Yeah, if it was later on in the day, I'd probably have a Big Mac, but I'll leave it as toastie.
You don't want to get a stitch 3 kilometres down the road.
No.
Now, Kim, you received an award on Australia Day, which was another well-deserved award.
Yeah, thank you. I received the Holt Australia Day Award, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's for service to your community and what you've done since what happened to you. You've stood up and you said, no, I've had enough of this. I'm going to use my voice and my experience to go and bring light to this subject. And you certainly have in a lot of different areas. Is there times late at night where you're sitting at home and you're going to pinch yourself the exposure you've gained and the momentum has taken on?
Oh, yeah, every day. I mean, you know, if I get a phone call or an email, I'm honoured that people want to talk to me about this. You know, it's purely for the awareness and to get the message out there and try and change things. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that I've been given here and a platform that I'm going to use for the better good. So, yeah, it's pretty surreal at times.
No doubt it would be. You're one of the better-known young ladies anywhere in the country at the moment. I've had people stop me in the street and say, oh, I heard you interview Kim O'Reilly. It's like, yeah, I have, and I'll continue to do it. And a lot of people are very supportive of that as well. So I find it quite humbling myself.
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I mean, I'm just a girl from the country, so I just leave it at that. You know, we work hard, and we don't get everything that worked out our way. We have to fight for it a little bit. But, you know, everything that's happened has been a real, real honour and, you know, for a real good reason. So it's been good.
Yeah, well, you don't get nominated for Australian of the Year because of nothing.
Yeah, that's still, I still think about that and pinch myself. So, yeah, I'll probably let that one be talked about for a while.
Yeah, let them go, even embellish the story a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, how many people are joining you on this ride from the BP?
I've got 3 people. I've got Joe Forbes and Amanda, who's coming along with me for the whole ride.
Yep.
A few people are taking off with me from the BP, and a few people will be riding with me from probably Oyen to Mildura. So it's really exciting to have people join me. I think that's probably the most excitement about the whole ride that I've got. So, you know, we'll be each other's support.
Now, I suppose you've done all the training you can really do. 16 days out, there's not much more you can really do, is there?
Yeah, I've probably slacked off a little bit, but just my hip injury, I'm too scared to push it too much. I'd rather, you know, break it on the way there rather than before I even get to the start line. So I've kind of backed off the last week or two, but I'll pick it up the next 2 weeks.
And like you're definitely, like you said, you're starting to get butterflies.
Yeah, I'm excited, nervous, excited. Nervous because of the challenge, but I'm looking forward to, you know, pushing those physical and emotional boundaries that I've been afraid to in the last couple of years, but I've also got the excitement just to, you know, raise the awareness and to talk to people about, you know, the domestic violence issue that we're having.
Yeah, as you said in one of our previous interviews, we shouldn't even be speaking about domestic violence in 2022, but we are, and it's sad, and at least someone like yourself's out there and trying to raise awareness to it and make something happen for the good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just about the awareness, that's it. You know, if I break my hip along the way, I can get a new hip, but we can't replace these women and children that we're losing due to domestic violence. So we need to have these blunt and honest conversations. So fingers crossed it starts those conversations across the regional Victoria.
I think you've definitely started the conversations, and I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon, basically, Kim. So I've said it to you before, but I think you're an awesome individual to take this on. You've got a very, very demanding job in your own life anyway, and you've met the who's who of the political world, and you're non-stop, and now you're going to ride from Melbourne to Redcliffe. You know, I think it's an amazing effort, and I can't even really find the words to congratulate you. There is no words. It's going to speak for itself.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully I make it. I'll see you at the end for a beer.
Well, I'm going to try and be in the afternoon you get there, and I reckon you'll probably be pretty safe that someone from River 1467 will be at the finish line.
That'll be amazing. I appreciate it.
I'm
very excited.
Kim, what's after the ride? Just get your breath back and take stock and go again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I won't be riding anywhere for a while. I'll come back to Melbourne and get stuck into my everyday job. But yep. We'll be working on the campaign and getting everyone signed up to this policy. I think it's really, really important now more than ever to get this sorted. It needs to happen, and people need to stop making excuses and giving reasons as to why not to do it rather than just do it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you can... anything you need at any time during your ride, not that you will when you're out in the open road, but before or after, you know everyone here at River 1467 is a big fan, so never hesitate to contact the station and we can help you where we can.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the support from you guys always.
Now, Kim, don't train too hard. And don't eat too many ham and toasty cheese sangers before you leave.
No, I've got a bit of a diet that I need to stick to, so I'll only have one.
All right, Kim. It's been great talking to you. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks so much. Bye.